We're continuing the Sidra Dorot, and we're up to Chanuch. So, Vayitale Chanuch et Elokim, Chanuch walked with God, so to speak, after he had the child Metushelach, and he was faithful, he served Hashem, and he was disgusted with the evil ways of humanity at the time. And he himself clung to the Musar Hashem, to the way of Hashem, the knowledge, the understanding, and he severed ties with the rest of civilization. And he went off to live on his own for a long time. And after years, he was davening to Hashem, and a malach appeared to him and said, "You called." And so he said to him, the malach calls him and he says, "Hineini." He says, Chanuch says, I'm here. What should I do?" So the malach said to him, "Leave your house and go to back to civilization and teach people how they're supposed to live." And so Chanuch went back to civilization and started educating. And he gathered people and started teaching them the morals that Hashem wants us to live by. And he sent a message around that whoever wants to learn the ways of Hashem should come to Chanuch. So people started coming to him. And it reached a point where he was the king of all of civilization. They bowed to him, they listened to him, they obeyed him, and he taught them the wise ways of Hashem. And they served Hashem for the rest of his days. And even the kings and the different nobles and the judges would come to Chanuch and bow to him and ask that he rule over everyone. And there were approximately 130 kings and officers that united to appoint Chanuch over all of them. And he taught them and he made peace between them. And he was the king over all of humanity for 243 years. And for that period, he ensured that there was justice and kindness throughout. And he quotes a sefer here that says that Chanuch wrote down the ways of Hashem, but no one accepted it. And he was the first one to compose a work, he says, Al HaTchunan. I'm not sure what he means by Tchuna. And he led great wars against the descendants of Cain. And he quotes another work that writes that in the books of the prophets, it says that Chanuch was tremendously wise and pious, and he got nations to go in the service of Hashem, and he was the first to reveal the wisdom of the stars, and he set up religions for the different peoples of the world depending on what climates they lived in, each one according to their nature, because the climate affects the nature of people. And he set up for them holidays, set times, and set sacrifices, each one according to the stars that affected their part of the planet and their climate. And he told some of them, "You guys don't eat these foods, and you guys this." And he warned them that when their wives are menstruating, they should separate from them, and they should be careful with tumah, the defilement of the deceased. And that their focus should be to procreate and continue civilization. And he said he divided among the nation. He had people who were priests, people who were kings, and people who were the masses. So he set up a caste system. And he also he was one who understood the calendar. And he made a leap year and he gave the tradition over to Noach. And Chanuch had the following children, Metushelach, Elishua, Elimelech, and their sisters, Malkah and Na'amah.